Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Before, but I love that for this segment. That's a perfect song for the Gulf Breeze News. I love it. All right, I'll take a little Lynyrd Skynyrd at 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday about this time to preview what's in the newspaper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, it definitely gets you moving, doesn't it? Especially on a day like today when it's so gorgeous and the air is so crisp. I love it. Wonderful.
I know. So that's the kind of song that gets you in the mood for controversy. So let's bring up a controversy. There was recently at the Santa Rosa County Commission Board, somebody from the zoning board came up and basically complained about one of the commissioners, right?
Yes, they said that they are being interrupted. Now, these are volunteers that work on this zoning board, and they get there after working a long day, some of them. And when they get there, they need to find out what's going on. They need to listen to Sean Ward explain to them what they're going to be voting on, and they have been continually interrupted by one of the county commissioners, who was unnamed, who stands in the back of the room and is talking really loud and making it almost impossible for them to do their duties. And so one of them came to the county commissioner and said, you know, we don't want to put up with this, and we want this to stop right now. So you can understand how aggravating that is.
Now, I remember,
especially when it's one of our elected officials who are getting paid,
right,
to, you know, and then they're interrupting the whole situation.
Now, I remember listening to the presentation that this man made and thinking to myself, I think I know who he's talking about. But he never did officially name the loudest of the commissioners, right?
No, he never did, and I will not even hazard a guess.
Fair enough. That's what we do in the news. We report the facts, not the speculation. That's fine. In other news, very cool story about a local guy getting an award from Disney, right?
This is a really good story. In fact, I just reread it after, waiting for the to go on the radio. 27,000 people were nominated for this Disney Magic Maker Award, and only 50 were selected. And this man, and his name is Ron Vickers, he's a Gulf Breeze guy, he grew up in this county, and he has done so many things. It was kind of hard to figure out what all he did, but one of the things that he did is, first of all, he's been in the Marines and in the Air Force and in the National Guard, and he went to visit New York City, right, 3 days before 9/11. And just was in awe of the buildings and saw the World Trade Center and thought it was just unbelievable. And then 3 days later, you know, it's a disaster. And he volunteered to go up there and do, control of the area, of the Ground Zero area. And he said that he saw, you know, the best and the worst of humanity. And throughout everything, he did develop PTSD. And he realized then, after, you know, years of dealing with it, that he needed to help the local wounded warrior people who were dealing with it. He didn't want to be affiliated with the national group, which has been kind of controversial.
Back in July, approval of the Supreme...
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So he did. So he's really had a lot of interesting things and got to go on, you know, to Disney, have this big award, and really cool, great story because he's done so many things. And we just salute him just like Disney did.
That's fantastic. Wow. That's amazing. We also had some discussion about Sunshine Law and to which agencies or which operations it does apply, right?
This brings up a really good point, and that means that if there is a nonprofit that is receiving a lot of money, let's mm-hmm. say a considerable amount of money on a regular basis even from a taxable entity like the county, from Santa Rosa County, should that nonprofit be subject to Sunshine Law? And Jerry Cooley, who has been a vocal, he's run for county commission several times, and he's always, you know, bringing up points to the county commission, and he says that they really should be accountable for where this money is going, and he does have a good point. So that is something that came up at the meeting, and so we're going to see how that goes. And I think that's a very, very interesting point, and I don't know exactly what the rules are, but we're going to find out.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're not subject to Sunshine the way an actual government entity is, But certainly the county commission could say, hey, look, you know, if you want to get our money, we're going to add our own requirement that you participate in the sunshine. You don't have to get our money. I mean, you know, it's imaginable that even if they're not subject to it under Florida law, the county commission could throw a little weight behind the money as a requirement. I mean, certainly it's possible. You also have the substation. We've got some news there, right? The one down at the Midway vicinity?
Yeah. So Midway Fire and Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office have been coexisting in the same building on College Parkway. Mm-hmm. But Midway Fire is expanding, and they really need the space. So the sheriff's office has identified a location that they were going to lease that's right next to the zoo. It used to be the old Lighthouse Learning Academy. Instead, they decided to buy it on recommendation from their new county attorney, Tom Danheiser.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, this, you know, it was such a great recommendation. We saved a lot of money. So it's going to end up being beneficial to the county, and that is where the sheriff's substation is going to relocate near the zoo.
Yeah, I loved this because Tom's getting just over $200,000, and he saved us $50,000 before he was even hired. That's a pretty good deal. Take that.
Yes.
Meanwhile, exactly. You've got the Dolphins seem to be doing pretty well.
Hey, we're 5-0.
Nice.
We don't want to jinx it, but yes, 5-0, beating Milton, our in-county rival. Going to play Pace Friday night at Pace. It's exciting because, you know, Gulf Breeze has had some great teams over the years, but sometimes they can't, you know, get the W. And so this year they're doing it all, and we're very excited about that. But not only the football team, but our volleyball team is tearing it up. Our swim team is tearing it up. I mean, we've got some really good athletes right now. Even our little GBSA kids are doing really well. So we've got a lot of sports to look at in this issue as well.
You know, I always root for everybody to win. I can't support Gulf Breeze over Pace or Milton. You can. I can't. I don't. I want them all to win all the time. If they're playing out of conference, I'm all for that. And Splash Deadline final. That's today. Is that right?
Yes, Splash Deadline today for October. And there's a lot of stuff going on in October, so we're very excited about that. We've got a great cover sold to the Beaches to Woodlands. Of course, there's going to be. The Lighthouse has got a big fundraiser. We're going to be working on that, the Pensacola Lighthouse. And we've got Beaches to Woodlands. We've got all kinds of exciting things happening in October. And so we're going to have a lot of events. If you want to keep Splash on your coffee table and be referring to it to find out what is going on. Also, a really interesting visit to Milton and some of the little hot spots to visit in Milton that you may not even think about going to Milton for a day trip.
Yeah.
But you should definitely read this, and after that, I think you'll probably change your mind.
Oh, nice. No, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening in Milton. That's a great aid to people to give them a day trip to Milton guide. Love it. The Gulf Breeze News is available everywhere Thursday mornings. That's why Lisa joins us to give us a preview of the paper. Lisa, thanks for all the work you do covering the community. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet.